Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome into the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Hey, thanks everybody for joining us. We got a jam-packed full hour of Penn State football talk for you. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me in the studio, kicking off our show, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Ross Tucker, third member of our on-air team, will join us for the final three segments of our show. Welcome back from Nashville, Bob. How was the NFL draft?
It was good. Nashville went all out to host it, and there were a lot of fans that I think out of all the venues, because Nashville isn't as big a city as New York or Chicago or even Dallas. I think it looked like it was crowded on TV, but it looked like more people went to this thing than all of the others. I know that it looked pretty crowded in Philly. There were like 500,000 people there from Thursday through Saturday. And the good thing about Nashville downtown is they have enough bars to accommodate 500,000 people, which is pretty astounding, because on Sunday when I got a chance to go out, I was just stunned by the amount of things to do downtown.
All right, we got a jam-packed show for you, so let's get rolling. Our news and notes, we'll kick it off this week, followed by Tucker's Tape, being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Quarter number three, it's back. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross. That segment's brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. And in quarter number four, we're going to finish strong by chatting offensive line. Just all I'm going to say. We're just going to talk current offensive line. We'll talk about depth chart. We'll talk about recruiting, the position, et cetera, et cetera. We'll get into that in quarter number four. So let's start with the NFL draft. We're going to, just a preview, Ross, Tucker's Tape's going to be all about the six guys that were drafted from the Penn State and Nittany Lions. Ross is going to break them down, give his analysis. I just wanted to get your high-level thoughts on the guys that Penn State had drafted, six of them, and maybe the one guy who didn't get drafted.
Yeah, so I thought about a month out it would be six, but I had Brian Bates in, and honestly, we'll talk about it later. When I heard his name called, I was like, you know what? This pick made a lot of sense. Nick Scott in the seventh round, an athlete who is all in to play special teams and can get better at the safety position. He's still learning. Makes a lot of sense for any team. We probably should have seen that one coming, because there's been some Penn State defensive backs that have went late that have made rosters. I think he's more athletic, like a guy like Malik Golden. Golden's kind of made some money with the Steelers. I think Nick's is a more athletic version of Malik. So we probably should have saw that one coming. And, you know, the only other thing that really stood out to me was that Amani went a little bit later.
Correct.
I mean, he was a guy that, you know, when he ran 4.4 at the combine, everyone thought second round for sure. And we can talk about it with Ross. That was really the only thing that really surprised me. I will say this. I do think that all six players that were drafted are going to make their teams.
Outstanding. There you go. Bold prediction.
I don't really know it's that big because everyone other than, you know, so Trace went, you know, sixth, and Nick went seventh. So I think it's pretty much a lock. You would think that the first four are going to make their teams.
Right.
But
I
do think Trace is definitely going to make it. And I think Nick's got the right qualities and the right attitude to make it as a seventh round pick.
And the right team.
The right team.
Yeah, that's the right team for him as well, I think, in many, many, many ways. Penn State had six undrafted free agents sign contracts. We'll get into that. Ryan Bates, DeAndre Tompkins, both went to the Philadelphia Eagles. Kevin Givens to the San Francisco 49ers. Coa Farmer to the Oakland Raiders. Jonathan Thomas to the Cincinnati Bengals. And Kyle Vassy to the Atlanta Falcons. Who's Kyle Vassy? Yes, he's a long snapper.
Well, you know what, though? If he's good at his job, he's got a job for the next 15 years of his life, and he's not going to get beat up. Because you're not allowed – I don't think you're allowed to hit the long snapper.
Right, and the fact that if you get an undrafted free agent look as a long snapper, you must be pretty good, because that's all they get.
They play a long time in the league. I mean, they're not gonna get the max contracts that some of these players get, but they're going to make a really nice living for 50, and they're going to get their pension. It's actually a pretty sweet deal if he can pull it off.
So Ryan Bates not getting drafted, signing with the Eagles as an undrafted free agent. The conversation will be, did he make a mistake coming out early? Did he not make a mistake coming out early? I just want to get your thoughts after all the seat time he had at Penn State. I'm like, He's not going to get any better.
He had his reasons, but it's a mistake. I mean, unless there's something we don't know about, I mean, how could it not be anything but a mistake? He was a player that probably could have gotten a little bit better. But he's going to have to answer that question, why he came out. But he's not the only one that's done that.
Right.
It's not just Kevin Givens. Garrett Sickles did it. I think Deion Barnes did it. Every once in a while, kids make decisions maybe that they would like to walk back. And I think that unless there's something we don't know about, I think Ryan would probably say, man, I did this thinking I was going to get drafted.
Yeah, I look at it the other way. I don't think it makes any difference. I think that's his ceiling as he was being used at Penn State as sort of a, more of a tackle than a guard. Yeah. And I think if he's going to make it in the league, he's going to have to play guard. And I don't think Penn State was going to play him at guard. And the wear and tear on his body.
Right. He's just probably tired of getting beat up for free.
Yeah, I just think he's one of those unusual cases. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, I was hoping like heck my team would draft him or sign him as an undrafted free agent.
But there is a history of Penn State fifth year guys.
Correct.
Of kind of the last year is their best year. That's a good point. I'm glad now that Steven Gonzalez, because he said it was close to coming out.
Yeah, no.
Had he come out, I think based on what we're seeing, I don't know that there was any way that he was going to get drafted either. And hopefully Steven can look at the experience that Ryan had and say, look, if I want to make it, I got to do this, this, and this.
Right.
Whatever I need to do if I want to play in the league, I better be serious about it, because Ryan Bates, I think, is a more accomplished player at any position than Steven is right now. I could be wrong. Maybe Ross feels differently, but I think Steven's got to look at what happened with Ryan and say, well, if I want to be an NFL player and be drafted, I really got to do this, whatever that is.
Not going over 350 pounds.
I didn't say it, but I was thinking it. I might have been thinking it.
You just can't do that if you want to be an NFL player.
Correct.
As a big-time college football player / potential NFL player, you've got to take care of your body 12 months out of the year. All right, this is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number one. You've got Bob Flounders. I'm Andy Shea. We're doing some news and notes. We got plenty to talk about. Let's shift over and talk a little recruiting. Penn State got recruit number 10 in the 2020 class earlier this week. It's the fifth recruit along the offensive line in this class. It's four-star offensive tackle and only offensive tackle. Aaron Parks from National Christian Academy in Maryland, 6'5", 295. And like I said just a minute ago, he's a pure tackle. top 250 kid overall. And this class has obviously made – the coaching staff has made this class, the offensive line, and the tackle position a clear priority.
Just got to look at who's who's starting on Penn State's offense now by the time these kids get to their second and third year. I don't know who's going to be left that could potentially start. Gonzalez is a fifth-year guy. Menett's got one more year, maybe two. C.J. Thorpe and Miranda are entering their third years. So
We're going to get into this in the offensive line stuff.
This is why they're doing that.
Yes.
I mean, they've got some players they like behind these guys, but they also, whether it's been injury or whatever, they've had some losses that they need to kind of make up for.
And they did not have a great 2019 recruiting class on the offensive line. That wasn't something they said, but that's something you can look at and say, they did not have a great 2019 along the offensive line. But at the tackle position – there's no more important position in the offensive line. Not one isn't more important than the other. Tackle's no important than the center or guards. It's just the offensive line. But in this class in particular, 2020, sometimes you have this. This class is really good at the offensive tackle position. The 2020 class, in terms of the offensive tackle, is pretty good. I did my research. That's a hint, Bob.
We always know you're going to bring your research to the party. And then some.
So Penn State already has two of the top 30 offensive tackle recruits in this class, in Parks and Grant Tutank, committed to the Nittany Lions. And they have a third who's the highest regarded recruit of any of the ones that they have on their target board. It's Michael Carmody from Mars High School in Western PA. He's the highest. So they're definitely looking at tackles. They already have two top 30s, and they are in with a shot against Ohio State. Carmody's down to Ohio State and Penn State. That's pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two there. But they're addressing a need. They're definitely addressing a need. All right, let's keep going. We got a few minutes left, Bob. Special teams. Let's talk about special teams.
I would love to.
Just a little bit. So Penn State this week offered former Virginia Tech walk-on kicker Jordan Stout. He is in the NCAA transfer portal. See, there it is. Ding, 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 ding. Another week, another reference to the NCAA transfer portal. He has been offered a scholarship by Penn State, and he's also been offered a scholarship by Arkansas. He's a kickoff specialist. He can be a kicker, but let's just call him a kickoff specialist. The thing about him that stands out, first of all, Virginia Tech does not have a scholarship. So he is a redshirt sophomore. Is he going to be a grad transfer? Is he not? In the transfer portal, if you are a walk-on and enter the portal and then receive a full scholarship offer from another FBS school, mm-hmm. guess what you don't have to do?
Sit out a year.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
He does not have to sit out a year.
I was nervous for a second there that I wasn't going to get that right.
You were always going to get it right. If you go from walk-on status to scholarship status. So just to let you know, he kicked for Virginia Tech last year, kicked off. He has a mm-hmm. big leg. I even went and watched film on him. I did. 60 of his 71 kickoffs last year at Virginia Tech were touchbacks. The Hokies only allowed 8 returns on kickoffs all season. He was top 5 in percentage of touchbacks in FBS. And Arkansas is the only other school that has offered him a scholarship, so it will be down to Penn State and Arkansas. But based on Penn State's special team woes in 2018,
sure.
and particularly like kickoffs out of bounds. And
6 kickoff out of bounds last year, plus against App State, they gave up a kick return for a touchdown, which kind of really swung the momentum of that game early. So if you take the other team's kick return game pretty much out of play, I think it's probably worth a scholarship.
Yeah, I think it's definitely worth a scholarship. Even though they have a kicker, they don't have a kickoff guy, and that's important. Hi, Ross.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Now that we have a new location, I was going to make this one of my favorites in Waze. So I just got here and I'm being quiet. But because it took me a little bit to find where we are, I wanted to make sure I had this locked in as one of my locations for Waze. And now I think everybody knows.
Yeah.
It's almost locked in.
Yeah, I think Jimmy wants you to go stand in the corner for about 12 seconds.
Hey, one last quick note. Former Penn State running back Mark Allen is looking to go to Duquesne, and it all depends on if he gets a 5th year of eligibility. Sounds like he will. He was a 14 kid under O'Brien.
If nothing else, Duquesne's in Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's a great town if you want to be a college student to kind of have some fun.
Yeah. He has said he's going to go there, and as long as he gets his injury waiver, he's good to go. All right, that'll do it for quarter number one from the Labatt Studio. Coming up, Waze and Ross Tucker will join us. We're going to do Tucker's Tape coming up next. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.